Today being the 26th day of Ramadan, 1441 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, equivalent to 19th May, 2020 years after the era of Anabi Isa Alayhi Salam. Our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque Ahmadu Bello University Zaria continues from Ayat 47 in Surat Ankabut. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Lokena would conduct the tafsir, inshallah. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa kadhalika anzalna إليك الكتاب فالذين آتيناهم الكتاب يؤمنون به ومن هؤلاء من يؤمن به وما يجحد بآياتنا الكافرون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ونصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وكذلك أنزلنا إليك الكتاب والذين آتيناهم الكتاب يؤمنون به ومن هؤلاء من يؤمن به وما يجهد بها آياتنا إلا الكافرون. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us and giving proof why people must go back to the Quran. Whether you are Christians or you are Jews or you are unbelievers. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ. The same way we sent Injila to Jesus Christ, we sent a Torah to Moses, we sent Zabura to Daud. Wakazalika, is it the same way Anzalna ilayka al-kitaba, that we have sent this book to you? Wallazina ataynahum al-kitaba yu'minuna bihi. Those that this book is sent to, they believe in it. Wa min ha'ula'i man yu'minu bihi. And out of these people that are staying with you, there are those also that believe in it. Wa ma yajhadu bi ayatina. None disputes our signs, our messages, illa al-kafirun, except those that reject in uttermost rejection. Here, we said there is the Injila, the Bible. There is the Torah, and there is the Zabura. These three are well known. But if a Christian or a Jew was to recite anything inside this book, do we say it is correct? Do we say it is wrong? It is difficult for us to give a good answer. Because it's their book they are reciting. But we know that they are not reciting it in the original language. Even at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was in Ibraniya. That is the book of Torah and Injil, and they were translating it to Arabic. So the translator is at the people that is being translated to, they are the behest of the translators. So here, that's why Allah asks us to just answer them. We believe in what is sent to you, and we believe in what is sent to us. We should not go ahead and say, you are lying, you are telling the truth, because then we'll enter problem. But here, Allah is saying that this is The same way he sent this other book, that's how he has sent it, this book to you. People like Ati Namul Kitaba, like Abdullah bin Salam, and his other, you know, Jews, immediately they heard, they believed in it. Women ha'ulai, among the Arabs, immediately they see the Quran, they believed in it because they know a human being cannot bring this. Wama jihadu bi ayatina, jihud is for you to know the truth and refuse to accept it. The people that refuse to accept the truth are nothing but people that reject the truth, kafirun. Because if you look closely at the Injila, that's the Bible, till today they are still reciting it. That Jesus Christ himself said that if I go, I will send a comforter to you. If I don't go, he will not come. He's paraclete. And when he comes, he will not say of his own. He will say what he's told to say. And he will tell you the secrets and he will praise me. Who is this person? Paraclete, it means Holy Spirit. Spirit that does not speak on its own. The Quran is very clear that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam la anil hawa in huwa illa wahayyuhi. He does not speak of his own. All that the Prophet say is what is told to him that he said. Then why will these people hear the Prophet and they don't even want to listen? They take it. If you say Holy Spirit, if the praiseworthy one, Jesus Christ said in Injila that he will praise me and he will praise the work that I have come to do. The Prophet, his name is praiseworthy, the one that is praising Muhammad. So did he not praise Anabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? We are the only ones today, Muslims, that praise Jesus Christ. The Jews, they condemn Jesus Christ. We Muslims, we praise. And the Bible told them specifically that this person, when he comes, he will praise me. That is Jesus Christ saying. So should they not listen to the Quran and what it is saying? They should listen to the Quran and what it's saying. They listened. Most of them, particularly they are knowledgeable people, know that the Quran is from Allah. The Quran is what was promised by Jesus Christ that if it will come, it will give judgment. Because the whole of the Bible are just parables. It is the Prophet ﷺ that is going to explain each of it, and he will give the law that concerns each part of this life. For example, if you are to ask people, if you are married, how do you marry? If you want to give a name, how do you give a name? If you want to worship Allah, how do you worship Allah? If you are trading, how do you trade? If there is a usury, what is the situation of it? All this, the Bible does not have an answer to it. But the Quran is very clear in each of it. If you now claim today that the Holy Spirit comes into every human being that believes in Jesus Christ, is not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is a challenge. Take important questions of life. If a person is giving birth to, how do you perform his naming ceremony? When he dies, how do you perform his burial ceremony? If he left down an estate, how do you share it to the inheritors? If there is marriage, what are the conditions surrounding it? If there is trade, what is the condition surrounding trade? Take learned Muslims, 10, lock them each in the room. Send them this question. Take learned Christians that say that there is Holy Spirit in them, lock each of them in their room, send them this question. Believe me, all the Christians will give you different answers because there is no Holy Spirit in them. All the Muslims will give you the same answer because the Holy Spirit came, he brought the Quran, they listened to the Quran, and they are answering from what the Holy Spirit said. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Paraclete, he is the Paraclete, he is the Holy Spirit. He is the Holy Ghost. So Christians should study what he has brought. If not, you will continue in your lust and in your straying away until the end of time. Most of them refuse to believe because of the community they have already fallen into, and because of the jealous that the Jews are jealous of the Arabs. So وَمَا يَجْهَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الْكَافِرُونَ. Only those that deny the words of Allah will continue to quarrel about what Allah has said. They are saying it is the truth and they refuse to believe in it.
وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ إِذًا لَاغْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ.
وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ إِذًا لَاغْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا كُنْتَ you didn't have the capacity تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ that you should be reciting any book before this Quran came. وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ and you did not know how to write, let alone to use your right hand to write. If it was so that where you came from you are reading, then isn't لَرْتَابَ الْمُبْتِلُونَ, then those that have lost and are spoiling the message of the Quran and are not agreeing that this message of the Quran is from Allah, then they will have a reason to doubt. Here Allah is telling us in his wisdom, if you wake up and you don't know how to write and you don't know how to read, then it is a disgrace on you, because which means your parents did not take you to school to study. But take it that you are from a village where there is nobody, there is no school, there are no books to learn, there is nothing, nobody is teaching anybody how to write. Will this be a disgrace on you? No. So that's why the Prophet allowed Mecca to be landlocked until the Prophet came. Before the Prophet came, Mecca was landlocked. All people that are knowledgeable find it difficult to get to Mecca, except very few. By the time the Prophet came to Mecca and was born in Mecca, people that could write were not up to 17. And there was hardly few Arabs among them. And these are people that went somewhere else outside Mecca to learn these things. So the Prophet grew up in a place where writing was not done. No book was being studied. And then Allah now brought this Quran from his mouth. He recites it. And you find out that this Quran that he's reciting contains all the knowledge of the earlier generation and the later generation, and even beyond it. Because when Jesus Christ said that when he comes, he will tell you the secrets of the world, the secrets of the hereafter, it's only the Quran. There is no other divine book today that will tell you. This is what will happen on the day of judgment. This is what will happen to people before they enter paradise. This is what will happen at the time that they will be tested. Only the Quran will say it. There is nobody that will tell you today what are the things that will lead to the end of the world, like the coming of Dajjal, like the coming back of Prophet Isa, like the coming of Mahdi, and that Allah will bring out an animal that will tell people that you are a kafir, you are a mu'min. All this, only the Prophet came and explained this, well explained. So therefore, the Prophet came from a place where writing was not known, no book was known to be read. So there, Allah gave him this Quran. So throughout his life, وَمَا كُنْتَ تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ, he was never writing. And when the Prophet he was encouraging others to write, he refused to write. He was happy that Allah did not make him to write. And why? He said, because anybody that writes, if you write the name of Allah, your hand will go above it. He doesn't want his hand to even go above the name of Allah. But if you say because of that you will not learn how to write, then it will be a disgrace on you. Because It's a disgrace to have children that cannot write and cannot read. So the Prophet, he did not write, he did not know how to read any book, let alone to have read the past books, for you to say that this Quran that he brought, look at where he copied it from. Then when you go into the Quran, look at the several miracles in it. Is it linguistic miracle? Is it prediction that he predicted and it came to pass? Is it what will happen in the hereafter? All this is in the Quran. Isn't Allah Ta'ala Mubtilun? If it is that where you came from, you are writing before, you are reading before, when you now come with the Quran, they will say it is what you read before that you are bringing out now. So it's the first Laslama, he didn't teach to write, he didn't teach to read.
بل هو آيات بينات في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا الظالمون.
بل هو آيات بينات في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا الظالمون. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, well, no, the Quran is, this is what the Quran is. Ayatun, these are signs and messages. Bayinatun, that are very clear. Fi siduri allatheena utul ilm, in the heart of those that have been given knowledge. Wa ma yajhadu bi ayatina, none will quarrel and deny our signs and messages, illa zalimun, except the one that is unjust. Here, when the Quran came initially, still very few people can write. There was nobody to teach anybody writing. The first time that they started learning how to write is after the war of Badr, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about 70 Quraysh were killed, over 70 of them were held captive. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, all those that are in captive, you either ransom yourself with money, or if you know how to write, you teach 10 people how to write, and that is your ransom. So that's to tell you how writing was not known in their place at the time. Before this time, all this knowledge was in the heart of people that are given knowledge. Because today, anybody who reads the Quran consistently and contemplate on it, you will find out that this Quran, the knowledge in it, cannot be found anywhere. So here, Allah is still asking us to know that the solution to our problems is to struggle to read the Quran and stay by it. Nobody is going to quarrel with our science and deny it except the unjust. So let us go back to the Quran, read it all the time, contemplate on it. There is nothing you will do in this world as action of ibadah above the Quran. You can read the Quran for worship. You can read it to understand. You can even read it to get knowledge. There are non-Muslims who go to Quran just to read it to get knowledge from it. But in your own case, you read it to get knowledge, you read it for ibadah. And when one is going to read the Quran, it's important that you are always in ablution. You face the Qibla, you are in a state of tranquility and respect. And imagine that this Quran is being sent to you by Allah through the tongue of the Prophet. And imagine that you are listening at it, you are listening at it from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is how the Quran normally is read. And if you read the Quran itself, it takes a lot of problems away from you. So it's very important, let us hold to the Quran and read it at all the time. Our problems, most of it, Allah will take it away. But not only to recite as worship, also to recite to have knowledge of it. Even to look at the Quran, just to look at it with your eyes, is ibadah. Just to open Quran and look at it is ibadah. That's why ulama said, it's better you recite the Quran looking at it than you recite it not looking at it. But in the night, you recite it from your heart is better. Because in the night, it is dark. In the daytime, when Allah has brought light, recite it looking at the book. And if you have several Quran in the house, try to also read each of it, so that one Quran will not be left without being recited. Only those that are unjust will fight with our signs and messages and try to deny it.
وقالوا لولا أنزل عليه آيات من ربه قل إنما الآيات عند الله وإنما أنا نذير
قالوا لولا أنزل عليه آيات من ربي قل إنما الآيات عند الله وإنما النذير المبين. Then they turn to the other side. After they have seen the Quran, they have seen the miracle in it. وقالوا, this is what they will now say. لولا أنزل عليه آيات من ربي. Why is it that miracles are not sent to him from his Lord to stay with him as miracle? قل إنما الآيات عند الله. Tell them that miracles are from Allah. When he wishes, he sends it. If he doesn't wish, he doesn't send it. وَإِنَّمَا I'm just Nazir Mubin, a warner, clear warner to you. Here, Moses had his stick, his hand that was light, his stick that can turn anything. He will use that stick, hit the water, and it will dry up. People can pass through the sea. He will use the same stick, hit stone, water will come out of it. He will use the same stick, throw it on the ground, it will become a big snake that can swallow anything. He has a hand, if it is dark, he brings it out, the whole place is light, like the daylight. That is what he has. In the case of Jesus Christ, alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes to the person who is dead and makes him to wake up. He molds a clay like a bird and say, become alive, and it is alive. These are what these people depended on for people to believe in them. But in the case of the Prophet ﷺ, he depended on the Quran for people to believe in him. If not, there are a lot of miracles that the Prophet ﷺ performed, but he never relied on those miracles for anybody to believe in him. Most of the time, he doesn't perform miracle when people come, let me do this miracle so that you can believe in Allah. He normally performs miracle if there is a need for it. Like he travels with multitude of people, over 1,000. They came to a place, there is no water. Prophet ﷺ will ask, nobody has water? Nobody has. Not even little, somebody say, oh, I just have a little in a small can. So bring it. He brings it. The Prophet will put his hand inside it, raise it up. Water will continue to gush from his hand until these over 1,000 people, all of them drink, gave their animals, and kept in their skin, water skins. This, he did not do it to show that he's a prophet. No, he did it out of a need. Or he is preaching by an old date palm that is dead, that is used as a column in the mosque. Suddenly, somebody makes a pulpit for him. He left this date palm. He comes and is using the pulpit, and the date palm, old, without head, without base, that is just used as a trunk, will start crying. And everybody in the mosque can be hearing the humming sign. Then everybody was shocked. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will go to the date palm, put his hand and be wiping it, and be asking him to have patience. If you like, I can take you to the paradise and you become a date palm in paradise. If you like, I come back to you and be preaching by your side, and then you remain in this world. The date palm, after some time, the Prophet ﷺ said he wants to go to paradise. It should be removed and buried. All these miracles, they happen. Or is it somebody that will meet with the Prophet, an Arab? You say, oh, you Prophet, I learned that you said you are the prophet. I said, yes. What can you do to show me here that you are the prophet? I said, that tree, go and call him here. Tree? I said, yes. He went to the tree, said, that man there says he's calling you. The tree will uproot from the ground. Draw a line and come to the prophet and lie low and stand up. And the prophet will tell him, go back to your place. And this Arab will believe. The miracles of the prophet are so much, so innumerable, but all of them were done at specific times when something happened. Not that this is the miracle he brought, with it people are going to believe. Moses, it is with the miracle of the stick and the hand and the other seven miracles that he used to convince people that he's the prophet. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his own miracle is the Quran. He said, all prophets were given miracles that after they, the miracles went away with them. But I'm given a miracle that after me, it is there. Everybody that comes to see it and look at it will know that this is a miracle. And that's the Quran. Therefore, I expect that on the day of judgment, my followers will outnumber the followers of all other religions. So today, Muslims are increasing. Inshallah, Muslims are going to be more in the world. And by the time Mahdi comes, everybody will Islamize. So that by the time Mahdi comes and goes, Jesus Christ will come to meet everybody as Muslims. And he will come and lead prayer, lead Muslim prayer, praying as a Muslim. He will get married and he will have children. All this, it has been said. The Prophet has said it and it's going to happen. And we're waiting for it. So this is it.
أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمُ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَرَحْمَةً وَذِكْرَى لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمُ أنا أنزلنا عليك الكتاب يتلى عليهم إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون إن في ذلك لرحمة وذكر لقوم يؤمنون أولم يكفيهم الله تبارك وتعالى is telling the Arabs, the non-Arabs, the Christians, the Jews. أولم يكفيهم, is it not enough for them? أنا أنزلنا عليك الكتاب يتلى عليهم, that I have sent this book to you and it's still being recited today. Can they just put their eyes, ears, and listen to it? Inna fi dhalika, in this Quran, la rahmatan is mercy, wa zikri, and reminder, liqaumin yu'minun, for a people that believe in Allah. Here, Allah is telling us that this Quran, the recitation of it alone, is enough miracle. Take any surah, take any verse. A verse is a whole book of itself. Take Surah Al-Fatiha. Look at the prayers there. Can anybody compose a prayer like this? Where you start from the absent, come to the present, and remind people about the future? Look at the Quran. Whether it is science, whether it is history, whether it is knowledge, whether it is character, the Quran is coming with it. And whatever it says is the final. Do something else and you find out that you are not on the correct path. It lay alayhim, and it's been recited to them up till now. Inna fi zalika la rahmatan, in it indeed is mercy. The Prophet said, maktama akamun في بيت من بيوت الله يقرؤون القرآن ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا غشيتهم الرحمة وخفتهم الملائكة. People will not stay in a house reading the Quran and studying it between them except that mercy of Allah will inundate them and that angels will use their wings and cover them. Till today is like that. Anybody who recites the Quran is very close to the rahmah of Allah. is far away from the anger of Allah. Those that refuse to recite the Quran and refuse to be Muslims or to have to believe in Allah, even if you see them with money, with children, with wealth, go close to them, they are not happy. They are not happy. You will find a young boy, he is begging to feed, yet he's happy. He comes in the night, he lies down anywhere, and he sleeps there. Sound sleep. So therefore, we have to be very careful. In this Quran, the citation of it, Inna fi zalika la rahmatan, it is source of mercy for all of us. Was it created? A source of reminder, because as we are reciting it, we are calling the name of Allah, calling the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, calling the name of saintly servants of Allah. Allah is also calling our name. Is it not enough for you that Allah is calling your name in His presence? What else do you want to do? If even today, if somebody was to come and tell you that I was in Aso Rock the other day with Buhari and they were all mentioning your name, of how hardworking you are, you will feel elated. Let alone that anytime you are reciting the Quran, Allah is also mentioning you with Him. Becoming you, Minun. All this is not known except people, the community of those that believe in Allah.
قل كفى بالله بيني وبينكم شهيدا يعلم ما في السماوات والأرض والذين آمنوا بالباطل وكفروا بالله أولئك هم الخاسرون
قل كفى بالله بيني وبينكم شهيدا يعلم ما في السماوات والأرض والذين آمنوا بالباطل وكفروا بالله أولئك هم الخاسرون. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now telling us, therefore know this. Kafe billahi, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, Kafe billahi baini wa bainakum shahida. Allah is enough between me and you as a witness. Ya'lamu ma fi samawati wal ardi. Allah knows everything in the firmament, in the heavens, and He knows everything on earth. Wallazina amanu bil batili. Those that refuse to believe in Allah but believe in rubbish, وَكَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ and reject Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Indeed, these are the ones that have lost in their trade. Here, Allah is telling us, if we recite the Quran, those that are reciting the Quran, you find out that some people, it's difficult for you to separate them from the Quran. Because they are enjoying it. Even children, see some of them playing, they are reciting the Quran, they are enjoying it. Those that know the meaning, they go inside trying to understand what it is. They spend hours without knowing that they have spent hours, they are enjoying it. So Allah that knows what is in heaven and what is on earth, we on earth, we are reciting the Quran, and the angels in heaven are answering the Quran we are reciting. Allah knows that we are reciting, the angels are answering our call. All this. If anybody comes after this, and you be known bil batili, and what is nonsense, rubbish, is what you will believe in. To believe in idol. To believe in all this. What is it? Is death. The Quran asks you, clean yourself before you worship. Clean your mouth before you worship. Bath after meeting with your wife. Have good clothes on you. What does most of the idols tell you? Go naked, bring blood, take blood, things that are complete rubbish. You cannot believe in the Quran, but you believe in this rubbish. Then ulaika humul khasirun. The disciple, they have sold their hereafter. They sold their hereafter to buy the world. So one has to be very careful. How can you sell your hereafter to buy the world? Every human being that comes to this earth, he came in with his hereafter with him. Because Allah told us, He said, من تبعه هدايا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. When we have been sent from paradise, anybody who follows the path, guidance, he will come back to paradise. So let us not sell our hereafter just to get world in replacement of it. It is not worth it.
ويستعجلونك بالعذاب ولولا أجل مسمى لجاءهم العذاب وليأتينهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون.
يستعجلونك بالعذاب ولولا أجل مسمى لجاءهم العذاب ولأتينهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. يستعجلونك بالعذاب. These people, what is wrong with them? يستعجلونك, they are hastening you بالعذاب. If you say there will be punishment hereafter, let us see it. In this world, let us see it. ولولا أجل مسمى, even though that Allah has already given a time for everything to happen, لجاءهم العذاب, will have brought the punishment for them now. وَلَاتِيَنَّهُمْ بَكْتَةً. But when it's going to come in sudden. It will just come to them suddenly. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they will not be aware that it is coming. All the time, whenever you are telling people, believe in Allah. If not, you are going to have problem. Some of them will say, ah, what problem are you talking about? Now he's stealing money in the government. He's getting money. He's able to eat whatever he wants to eat. He's able to go with any girlfriend he wants to go. He can ride any car. Allah said, everything I have put a time for. You cannot force Allah to bring something that is not yet his time. But suddenly you come and see some of them, their children became nothing in this world. They themselves, towards the end of their life, is all regrets. Some of them have the money. They are looking at the money. Doctors have told them, don't eat this, don't drink this. Then their children are taking the money and using it in the way they want, that they themselves are seeing that the way their children are using this money is a shame unto themselves. So all this, Allah will not bring punishment when you are telling the Prophet to bring it. Because they are telling the Prophet this. They are joking him. Oh, you say we'll suffer in this world? Let us see the suffering. No, you don't hasten Allah. Allah is the one that created you. The time he said the suffering will come, it will come. And when it's going to come, you cannot go back because it will come to you suddenly. So let us believe in the Prophet, let us believe in Allah, and let us follow what Allah is asking us to do.
يَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ.
يَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. يَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ, they are hurrying you up, bring the punishment you said. These people, they don't know anything. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَا, this hellfire, لَمُحِيطَةٌ, is going to encompass بِالْكَافِرِينَ, those that disbelieve in Allah. All people that are saying there is no hell, when it comes, they will see it. It will engulf them and they will be in it. Is it for a time? No, forever. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَا, لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ.
يوم يغشاهم العذاب من فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم ويقول ذوقوا ما كنتم تعملون.
يوم يغشاهم العذاب من فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم ويقول ذوقوا ما كنتم تعملون. The day that it will be told to them, يَوْمَ يُكْشِهِمُ الْعَذَابَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, the day that hellfire is going to come, this punishment is going to come to them from the top of them, وَمِنْ تَحَتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ, and it's going to come from their legs to encompass them completely. وَيَكُولُ, it will be said to them, ذُوكُوا عَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Taste the punishment. The way you are in the world, tasting your life, and you think it was something to taste, taste the punishment now because of the work that you are doing when you are in the world. So this world is meant for people to work to get paradise. It's not an end by itself. Don't take it to be an end by itself.
يا عبادي الذين آمنوا إن أرضي واسعة فإياي فاعبدون.
يا عبادي الذين آمنوا إن أرضي واسعة وإياي فاعبدون. الله تبارك وتعالى He told us from beginning of this surah ومن جاهد فإنما يجاهد لنفسه. Anybody that struggle and strives to get to Allah, he's doing it for himself. He's telling us now of something else that is very important. What is it? يا عبادي الذين آمنوا Oh my servants that believe in Allah and believe in the Prophet. Know this, إن أرضي واسعة, this my land is very expanse. فإياه, it is me, فاعبدون, that you should worship. Allah is telling us this now and encouraging people to do hijrah. Jihad, there are two types of jihad. Hijrah, there are two types of hijrah. Jihad, there is jihad al-asgar and jihad al-akbar. Jihad al-asgar is when the community fight an enemy to make sure that their community is in peace to worship Allah. Jihad al-akbar, the bigger jihad, is when you fight your own self until you make it to be in consonance with the do's and don'ts of Allah. And you even get to the extent of not seeing anything but what Allah says is the only thing you are seeing. So from beginning up to this moment, Allah has been telling us how to carry out this jihad al-akbar, how to clean ourselves, how to do, what not to do. And at the end he said, reading the Quran is very important in getting this jihad. And always doing zikr is very important. Then he's now telling us, what of hijrah? You are in a land, you cannot practice your religion. There is a land nearby where you can practice your religion. Then go there. In the time this was said, people were in Mecca and they were being encouraged to go to Medina so that they can go there and be worshiping Allah there. Since in Mecca, they cannot go to Kaaba and say they are Salah, people will be against them. They cannot read the Quran outside, people will be against them. So always, if you are having problem worshiping where you are, and you know that you can go to another place and you will worship in peace, go there. But the Prophet said that after Fathu Makkah, Hijrah has ended. But sometimes you still find the need for it. Like today, we are in this place, they say you cannot observe Eid. You cannot pray Salat Jum'ah. And you have two houses. You have a house in Kaduna State and you have a house in Katsina State. You can go to stay in Katsina State for this period so that you can carry out the necessary things that will please Allah and you get your profit from Allah and come back. All these things Allah is telling us. But hijrah, we said there are two. For you to leave a land where people refuse that you should worship Allah to a land that you can worship Allah freely, or for you to leave a land where bid'ah is very strong and go to a land where there is no bid'ah. Because there are some places you go, even for you to sit down and do zikr, they will say they don't allow you. This is bid'ah. The Sahaba used to do zikr behind the Prophet. In Hajj, we are asked to do zikr loudly. A lot of hadith has come on zikr, congregational zikr. Then these people will read it upside down. Is it not this world? Leave it. Go to a place where you can do your ibadah without hampering. Then there's the other hijrah. Al-muhajir, man hajara ila ma nahallahu anhu. The other hijrah is for you to distance yourself away from what Allah has banned you from doing. Allah says, don't tell lies. He said, I'm going to do hijrah I'm going to Allah. I will not be telling lies because of Allah. You stop it. You are committing fornication. So, I will do hijrah. I'll abandon it and go to Allah. You stop it. You used to steal. You do hijrah. You abandon it. You stop it. You cheat people that you are doing business with. They trust you with money. Because they trusted you, they gave you so much money. Quickly, you divert it. You think that you are wise. All this, leave it because of Allah. All this is hijrah by themselves. And when you do that hijrah, you get close to Allah. What are you going to get from it? You are going to find out that your mind is at rest. You are happy. If you don't do hijrah from all these things, always you have to be telling lies. Your wife is asking, where did you go? I wanted to do this. Before you even finish talking, your wife knows you are telling lies. He may not answer you. You are having business with somebody. He trusts you. You said you'll be giving so much profit to him. You went ahead and you are eating the profit alone. Where is the profit that we talked about? You see, I had to repair something in that car, then do this, then do this, all this. So, Al-Muhajir, the true Muhajir, is the one that distances himself from what Allah has forbidden. So let us try to distance ourselves from what Allah has forbidden. Look, Allah is now encouraging people to do hijrah. If you do hijrah, it has its consequences, that Allah will continue to tell us the consequences of that hijrah. But the important thing is you are closer to Allah. And your big enemies are four. Ad-dunya, shaitan, an-nafs, wal-hawa. These four things are your big enemies. The world is an enemy to you. Satan is an enemy to you. Hawa, passion, your passion of you love this, you love that, you love this, is an enemy to you. Nafs, your own self in your body is an enemy to you. In the case of the world, its weapons is worldly things. As you are going, you are seeing this car, oh, it's beautiful. Ah, this lady is beautiful. This one, it will take your eyes. Abandon them for Allah. The weapon of the world is taking your mind all the time to be looking at things. When you meet with people, that is the weapon of the world. For you to meet the people of the world. As you meet them, they have nothing to show you. Oh, come and see the latest car I bought. It's cut leather. It's from Germany. Then you'll be wishing, when can I have one of it? Ah, do you see the latest girlfriend I got? Come and see the new house I built. But if you stay in your place, you don't go to meet with people, and you stay where you are, except what concerns you. You will not meet with people of the world, let alone for them to take you to the world. Then Satan, the weapon of Satan is talking, this talking. Satan wants you to talk. Jinn wants you to talk. They even want to borrow your tongue to talk. So the best way to fight Satan is always to keep quiet. It's measure what have you been saying. If you must talk, let it be zikr. But always talking blah, 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 blah. Let's go to a place. I have a friend there. Let's go and sit down and make hira. Let's go and make discussion. Talking. This is the weapon of Satan. If you avoid talking, avoid going to where people are always talking, telling news, doing this, then you have defeated Satan. Sheikh Jafar Al-Kasnawi, he said, there are things today that people should try to avoid. He put there, he said, kun nasu jamul. Ku kwallu. Just going about to be watching football. You want to watch football? Who is going to defeat? Who is not going to defeat? What is your business? Is that why you came to this world? Kun nasu. Noon. Nadwa. There is meeting. Let's go for this meeting. Let's go for that meeting. People are calling in for meeting. This meeting, what is the importance of these meetings? Then Sue, cinema. People today, at his time, because he left the world over 50 years ago or 60 years ago, it was cinema. So people are going to watch cinema, going to pay and watch cinema. Today, it is movie in the house. Everybody is watching. These people that made this movie, they are riffraffs. That you don't wish to be seen with them on the day of judgment. But today in your room, you are with them. They are the ones talking to you. They are the ones teaching you and your children your bad character. Jamro, Jim, Jerida. Jerida is Nisufa. Some people, every morning, until they finish reading all the Nisufa, they will not rest. If after you read the Nisufa, what are you able to change in the world? What benefit has it brought to you? It's enough for you to listen to the news, the highlights of the news, and forget about it. And then radio. Some people, they must spend 30 minutes in the morning to listen to VOA, 30 minutes to listen to BBC. Go and listen to Radio Jamus. This is lazim. If you ask them, did you spend 30 minutes to read the Quran? So Sheikh Jafar is warning that all these things, one should leave it. That was at his time. Now these things are so easy and so close to us. So let us try to avoid it. That is Satan. The third one, Hawa, your passion. Your passion, what you love, this, you love this, you love that. The weapon it has on you is sleeping. Rest. It wants you to sleep, to rest, not to stand up to do anything. That's what your passion wants. So to avoid it, to fight it, don't always sleep. Measure your sleep. How many hours do I sleep in a day? If you sleep for 8 hours in a day, that is one third of the day. So by the time you are 60 years old, it means that 20 years of your life, you use it in sleeping. So don't just sit down. You're not sick. Just like that, you start sleeping. Some sleep 8 hours, some even more than that. In the day, they are sleeping. In the night, they are sleeping just because they have what they are going to eat. Then nafs. Nafs, it is weapon, is food and drink. You eat plenty, you will not be able to stand up to pray in the night. You drink plenty, you will not be able to stand up to pray in the night. So you have to fight Satan. One of the way you fight yourself is not to eat much, not to drink much. The ulama, they said, don't eat too much, then you drink too much, then you sleep too much, then you will lose too much. So let us try to avoid all distance. Allah is training us to make hijrah from things that will distance us from Allah. And we go to what will take us close to Allah. So may Allah make us to be close to Allah, to make hijrah from ma'asiyah, sins, and to do ta'ah, obedience, and get close to Allah.
كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون
كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون كل نفس every soul ذائقة الموت shall taste this death ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ Then, after that, they will come back to us. Allah is still encouraging us to make hijrah. In trying to make hijrah from your friends that are sinful friends, that are boastful friends, look at the dress I'm wearing, look at the car I'm riding, look at the house I'm building. These are your boastful friends. In your making this hijrah from them, you will be having some sufferings. The food you used to have may reduce. The clothes you used to have may reduce. But at the end of the day, all of you are going to die. Kulunasan za'ikatul maut. All of you are going to die. And when you die, that is not the end of the matter. Like those people who want to commit suicide, they think there is a problem, they want to end the world. Go and find out. A lot of people that are committing suicide, they have food in their houses. They have clothes they want to wear. Some of them even have beautiful cars and beautiful houses. But they certainly find out that they are suffering in this world. Despite all that God has given them, they have not gotten rest of mind. What will they do? Oh, I know what to do. I will take my life. Where he has will lie. When he takes his life, is that the end? No. Thumma ilayna turja'un. Then it is then you are going to go back to Allah now. First of all, go to the grave where you are going to be questioned. And if you did not believe in Allah and you killed yourself, you will see your place in the hereafter. It will be open to you. Just like you have been seeing movies in the world, that's how you'll be seeing horror movies coming to you, eating you up. Snakes, scorpions, big animals eating you inside your grave, and you are the only one there. Anytime you're watching horror film, sometimes you go into state of fear, but you know it's just on the screen. You know it's not happening to you, but why are you in a state of fear? Because that is what your hearing and your sight, what they can drag to you. What you see can have serious effect in your mind. You find some people watching horror movies and they are even crying. Some are so afraid that when they even come back to their houses, they can't sleep. Let alone in the grave, this is the exact way it will happen for those that did not believe in Allah. It will be like a horror movie put in front of them, because what they are going to get in hell, it will be put there for them. Al-Kabari imma radatun min riyadil jannah al-khufaratun min khufarin nar. Rasulullah SAW said, the grave is either a waiting room or behind the counter for a criminal, or a parlor where a dignity is going to be received. For the ones that believed in Allah and were worshipping Allah and knew they were going to meet with Allah and the Prophet, as they are getting there, the Prophet, they will see the Prophet, they will see angels, they will be received. And the same way you used to watch good movies and you are happy and you are seeing it, the food is being eaten there, you are not the one eating it, but you are feeling it as if you are eating it. You are seeing beautiful women. You are not touching them as if you are touching them. That's how you'll be in the grave, watching all those things till hereafter. And this hijrah that Allah is encouraging us to do, when you make jihad, the end of the jihad is Allah. When you make hijrah, the end of the hijrah is Allah. وَمَنْ كَانَ الْحِجْرَةُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَةُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Whoever his migration is to Allah and the Prophet, his migration is to Allah and the Prophet. Then once you are also doing jihad, the end of it is Allah. If you do the small jihad where you fight for the community, you may not be as clean, but Allah will take you to a place called Shahada, which means you become a martyr. You are witnessing Allah as you are dying. But if you do jihad al-akbar, where you clean yourself, you pay attention to your soul, you run away from all that Allah has forbidden you, you will end up with Allah and you will be above a martyr, because you will be a siddiq. Min al-nabiyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada as-salihin. The highest position anybody can ever reach is to be a prophet. After that is to be a Siddiq. A Siddiq is somebody who testified to Allah to such an extent that he himself is the justification. When you look at him, nothing you remember about him but Allah. Rasulullah described him, says, Allazina izaru'u zukirallah. They are people that when you see them, what you will just remember is Allah. Because the zikr they are doing, they themselves doing the zikr, and the one that they are remembering everything has become one. So may Allah make us to be able to make hijrah from evil things, from sins, and go to Allah to obey Him. May Allah make us to be able to do jihad in nafs and clean ourselves from hatred, jealousy, telling lies, wishing nothing, all these things. May Allah assist all of us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive our parents. May He reward our ulama. May He reward the Prophet for us. May He bring security and peace to our country. This Eid that is coming, those that are able to do the Eid, may Allah make it a blessed one for them. Those that are not able to do the Eid, it is not the best. We have been cheated. We are now having people that wish to please the West. They don't wish to please Allah and the Prophet. It does not bother them. So may Allah assist us against them. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.